姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天是我们教会一年一度的会员大会，我们中英文堂合堂在一起来敬拜主。
Since today is our membership and our annual meetings, therefore we are having a joint service.
我们看到今天的天气好像很好。
And we see that how the beautiful weather we have today.
所以我想我们的心中充满了喜悦。
So therefore, I hope that you all have joy in your hearts.
因为我们要通过我们2017年的预算。
And today we're hoping to pass our budget for next year.
我们要选出四位执事来同工来服侍主。
We also will be electing four deacons in co-work together to serve the Lord.
然后我们要选出几位的提名委员为明年的事工来预备。
We also will nominate the nomination committee for next year.
我们教会里面有非常多不一样的侍奉。
We have so many different kinds of ministries within the church.
每个不同的地方，我们都需要弟兄姐妹的参与。
Each and every area, we need the participation from the brothers and sisters.
有些事情你没有参与的时候，你觉得那件事情很容易。
And if you haven't participated in any of these, you may think it's very easy.
但是当你在那个位置上的时候，你感觉是不一样的。
However, once you're involved, you know that it's different.
不管是在里面还是在外面，我们恳求主来带领我们在他面前同行的侍奉。
Whether you are in or out, the ministry, we ask the Lord to help us to serve Him.
因为我们知道我们现今的侍奉是为将来做准备的。
Because we know our service now is for the future preparations.
因为我们在主的事上需要有一个认识。
Because we need to recognize first.
就是我们现今的侍奉乃是为将来的荣耀做准备。
And our service now is for the future glory.
我们现在所拥有的时间是神为着永世的荣耀预备给我们的。
The time we are granted is for the future glory.
神把我们放在现今的时空里面，为的是要训练我们在永世里有用处。
And the Lord put us in this time and space for us that will be useful for Him in the future.
So we 看到时间是像是一所学校一样。
So we now we see that time seems to be like a school.
是我们受属灵的训练和教育的地方。
It is a place we are trained spiritually.
你有多少时间，你就在那个训练里面。
And how much time you spend in this training place.
我们在时间里面，我们受了属灵的训练和教育，使我们在勇士里能真正被主所用。
And once we are trained and educated, we can be more useful for Him in the future.
因为在马太福音25章告诉我们这个事实。
In Matthew 25, it tells us.
因为当主人会的时候，他对那些忠心的仆人说：“你们在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多的事派你们去管理。”
When the Lord comes back, he told his servants that since you were faithful to the little things, and I have more things for you to serve.
今天你的侍奉如果能学得好，等到主再来的时候，他要托付你做更大更大的事情。
If you learn well now, then in the future, when the Lord returns, he will give you greater things to serve.
今天是我们学习的时候。
And today is the time to learn.
我们要学习到主再来的时候。
We will continue to learn until He returns.
在那个时候，正是我们要正式来侍奉的开始。
And that would be the time we'll really be able to commence our service.
所以在启示的最后一章告诉我们。
In the last chapter of the Revelation.
在新天新地的永恒里面，还要侍奉神。
We will be still serving Him in the eternity in the new heaven and the earth.
在那个时候，你要看见现在侍奉主与不侍奉主的差别在哪里。
And we shall see the difference whether you have served Him here or not.
因为圣经告诉我们说，在永世的能进到宝座前侍奉的人，他们的名字写在羔羊的生命册上。
And those people whose the name of those people who have served Him on earth will be in his book then.
然后不单这样子，他的名字要写，他要写在他的额头上。
Not only in the book, but also will be on the forehead.
而且这些人可以得着生命树。
And these people will also receive the tree of life.
他们可以进入新的耶路撒冷。
And they will be entering into the new Jerusalem.
我相信今天主把我们安排在台湾华人基督教会，在所有的众儿女当中，目的是要我们和所有的众儿女一起来学习侍奉。
Now we have been placed in this church, the purpose for us to learn to serve with others.
我在说我们今天在时间里面的侍奉是为着永远的侍奉做准备的。
And we're talking about the now, the time that is for preparation for the future service.
这是今天我要跟弟兄姐妹一起分享的。
And this is what I'm about to share with you today.
什么是不一样的侍奉观？
What is a different, a changed the mindset of service?
一个五岁的小孩在礼拜天的晚上的祷告当中，
A five-year-old at his bedtime prayer.
他对主说，主啊，求你差遣圣灵进入我的心，使我能以基督耶稣的心为心。
And he prayed that the Lord, will you please send a spirit into my heart so that I will have the heart of Christ.
这是前一个世纪神所中的仆人麦尔博士他迈进属天路程的第一步。
And this, the child was Frederick Brethren Meyer.
他母亲很留意地记录了这段话语。
And his mother recorded this prayer.
以后他几乎每天都做了同样的祷告。
And afterwards, he usually prayed the same prayer every day.
当麦尔博士他走完人生的道路的时候，
When Dr. Meyer finished his life on earth,
在他要被主接去的前一天，
And before he was taken up to the Lord,
有人问他经过那么多的年日，他对救主有什么样的新的认识？
So he was asked, what has he discovered as far as for knowing the Lord?
他举目望天说，没有，就如平常一样，他在我里面，我在他里面。
He said, not really, but I noticed that he's in me and I'm in him.
这两句话充分地说明了麦尔博士一生服事的内容。
And it really described his service of his whole life.
也让人看见他在服事上多结果子的秘诀。
We also see the secret of how his fruit for ministry.
就是稳定的与神亲密同行。
What was is that steadily in the intimacy with the Lord.
不求特别的经历。
Never ask for extraordinary experiences.
不讲究高深的道理。
And not speaking the doctrine in depth.
只有忠心诚恳地把主介绍给人。
It's just faithfully devoted to let people know of the Lord.
麦尔博士他留给我们一个不一样侍奉的一种观念。
And I see that the different mindset that Dr. Meyer provided us.
也是成我们今天在侍奉主的时候，我们必须有了心里的预备。
And this is something we must have when we serve the Lord.
就是求圣灵进入我们的心中来引导我们。
Is to ask the Holy Spirit to come into our life and to lead us.
让我们以基督耶稣的心为心。
So we will have the mind and the heart of Christ Jesus.
并且能够确认我们的主住在我们心中，
and make sure that the Lord dwells within your heart.
也知道我们在他里面一个服事的原则，
and we must know the principle that we are in him in order to serve him.
所以我们一起来想，第一个是我们认识自己，这是侍奉的限制。
And first of all, let us to see this point, knowing yourself, which is the limitations of service.
让我们现在一起来念中文的经文。
We shall read in Chinese.
请。那时上来过节礼拜的人中，有几个希利尼人，他们来见加利利摩塞大的腓力，求他说：“先生，我们愿意见耶稣。”腓力去告诉安德肋，安德肋同腓力去告诉耶稣。英文的。
John 12:20. There were some Greeks there too.These were some of the people who went to Jerusalem to worship at the Passover festival. They went to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee. They said, Sir, we want to meet Jesus. Philip went and told Andrew, and Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus.
我们每一个人在侍奉上都有一些限制。
Anyone or each ever one of us, we have some kind of a limit.
而且每个人的限制都不一样。
Our limits are different from one to another.
那可能是时空才干跟体力的限制。
It could be the ability difference or even your physical ability.
所以我们有限制，所以我们必须要每天来向主来支取能力。
So there, since we have the limitation, therefore we need to ask Him daily to give us strength.
我们才能越侍奉主越觉得甘甜。
So we will be able to enjoy serving Him.
所以要做美好的侍奉，我们必须认识自己的限制。
In order to have a worthwhile service, we need to know our limitations.
认识自己有什么软弱。
And know our weaknesses.
认识自己能做什么。
What our abilities are.
认识自己有什么专长。
What is our expertise at?
是自己在很多事上心有余力不足
or some of the things we want to do, however, we're not able.
认识自己很多时候心灵愿意可是肉体却软弱
and there are times where our willing in the spirit yet our flesh is weak.
而认识自己有时候立志行善由得我只是行出来由不得我
want to do well, however, what we do is opposite to our will.
认识自己好像什么道理都懂什么都能做
and we seem to know everything and able to do everything
但真的做出来的时候却完全不一样
but however when it is put in practice we see a total different outcome
这是我们的软弱跟限制
and this is our limitations and our weaknesses
而这正是主耶稣借着圣灵要帮助我们来释放我们的一些力量
and however the Lord has given us the Holy Spirit in order to assist us
所以认识自己是学习侍奉的第一课。
And therefore, the first lesson in service is to know yourself.
就像耶稣基督，他认识自己的工作之一就是做一个好牧人。
And just like Jesus, he knew that his ministry was to be a good shepherd.
这好牧人不是一种观念上的认知。
It's not just a acknowledgement.
而是一种生命上的侍奉。
It's a life service.
而是在真实的侍奉环境当中把好牧人的实质意义展现出来。
He actually manifested every detail how is a good shepherd.
最明显的例子是他在十字架上为羊舍命这件事情。
Of course, the most significant point is that he gave his life up for his sheep.
他说因为人子来不是要受人的服侍乃是要服侍人
He said that the Son of Man come not to be served yet to serve
并且要舍命做多人的赎价
And also to give his life for many
一个学习侍奉上帝的人必须把这一条耶稣这一条侍奉的原则长记在心
He who served the Lord must remember this
这是仆人式的服侍的精神跟自我认知
Because this is a servanthood service
也许我们的侍奉跟腓力一样
Maybe our service will be like Philip's.
当人有人对他说我们愿意见耶稣
When people ask him that we want to see Jesus,
就在那个时候他心中感到高兴
He was overjoyed by their desire.
因为来过节的人当中有人他们说要见耶稣
Because among the people who came to the festival, they wanted to see Jesus.
也就是说他们要当面来向耶稣请教。
In other words, those people want to come and talk to Jesus.
我们知道在耶稣出生的时候有东方的博士来朝拜他。
We know that when Jesus was born, that three wise men came from the east.
现在耶稣在世上的工作快结束了。
This now is toward the end of his ministry, earthly ministry.
有些外邦人，希腊人也来拜耶稣。
Some of the Gentiles from Greece, they came to worship him.
他们要求来见耶稣。
They asked to see Jesus.
当腓力知道这件事情的时候，他知道自己的限制。
When Philip was asked, he knew his limitation.
他自己不敢自作主张。
He didn't want to go ahead and do it by himself.
所以他去找安德烈。
So therefore he asked Philip.
他会同安德烈才把那些要找耶稣的人带到耶稣的面前。
And Andrew together with Philip went and brought these Greeks to Jesus.
你觉得这是一个简单轻松的侍奉吗
?Do you think this is an easy service for him?
你怎么带人到主的面前
How do you lead the people to the Lord?
如果这是简单的话，那么腓力大可以自己这么做了。
If it was easy, why Andrew didn't do it himself?
他知道带领人到耶稣面前永远是一个最大最重要的侍奉。
Because he knew that to bring the people to the Lord is most important, however, is most difficult task.
而这个最大最重的侍奉是从谦卑自己、认识自己开始。
And to, in order to take this most difficult task, is first the person needs to be humble before the Lord.
第二件事情就是控制自己，就是侍奉的品质。
And the second point is to control yourself, the qualities of service.
让我们一起来念二十三节到二十五节。
Let's us read chapter 12:23-25.
耶稣说：“人只得荣耀的时候到了。我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死的，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。爱惜自己生命的，就失丧生命；在这世上恨恶自己生命的。”就要保守生命到永生。英文的一起念。
Let's shall read in English. Jesus said to them, "The time has come for the Son of Man to receive His glory. It is a fact that a grain of wheat must fall to the ground and die before it can grow and produce much more wheat. If it never dies, it will never be more than a single seed. Whoever loves the life they have now will lose it."But whoever is willing to give up their life in this world will keep it. They will have eternal life.
一个侍奉主的人将来在上帝面前要如何交账？
How do we give out our account who are serving the Lord to him in the future?
就是在有限的时空里，上帝要看你侍奉的品质怎样。
The Lord will examine your quality of service in this limited time and space.
要如何提升你侍奉的品质？
How do we improve the quality of our service?
我们刚刚讲过要先认识自己。
We already talked about that we need to know ourselves.
但我们知道认识自己还不够。
Now we acknowledge that we have limitations.
我们还要学会在侍奉当中来控制自己。
We need to learn how to control ourselves, in service.
适当的控制自己会使你的侍奉品质不一样。
If you can properly control yourself, you will have a different kind of quality of service.
我们知道这是一个讲究品管的时代。
We talk about quality control in this time, in nowadays.
品质的管理跟控制就是变得非常的重要了。
Therefore, the quality control is most important.
所以品管的意思就是说你产品做好了必须要接受严格的品质的测试和控制。
In other words, the finished product needs to be examined and carefully.
要求好还要更好。
We not only to meet the requirement, but also exceed the requirements.
相同的，现在你服事的品质将决定你将来在永世里得什么样的奖赏。
In the same token, the quality of service you provide will also determine what kind of a reward you receive in the future.
这就是我之前所说，我们现今的侍奉呢，是为将来的荣耀做准备的。
That's why I said our service now is for the preparation of the future.
控制自己是从认识自己而来的。
Be able to control oneself is to know self first.
而且控制自己往往比我们自己所想象的更加艰难。
And want to have a self-control is very difficult.
所以在圣灵所结的果子当中，把节制放在最后一个。
Therefore, in the passage of the fruit of the Spirit, the self-control is listed at the very end.
因为节制在最下面，它是前面八个的整个一个基础。
Because it is built upon the eight other foundations.
因为你如果没有爱，没有节制的时候，你的爱可能会荒腔走板。
Because if you don't have a love as the foundation of self-control, it will be deteriorated.
所以节制就是在控制。
So therefore, control is to have a quality control.
所以必须认识一个事实。
And we need to know this fact.
一离开主的话，我们就失去了自我控制的能力。
If we deviate from His word, we will not have the ability to have a quality control.
离开主的教导，我们就变成一个失了自我控制能力的人。
If we deviate from His teaching, we will losing the strength of self-control.
也就是说离开主的同在，我们的侍奉就没有品质可言。
In other words, that if we don't have His presence, then there will be quality in our service.
就像一位高血压的患者，他要控制自己不能熬夜喝酒。
Just like a person who has a hypertension, he cannot control himself, not to stay late, nor drink.
一位糖尿病的患者，他要控制饮食，多做运动。
Also like a diabetic person who needs to monitor his what he eats and also need to exercise.
一位容易紧张的人，他需要放松自己的心情。
And like a very nervous person who needs to be able to relax.
一位容易发脾气的人，他要经常要控制他自己的情绪。
A person who has a good, quick temper needs to learn how to control his temperament.
这都是身体的需要，健康的需要而做出的控制。
Oh, these controls and disciplines are for his better health.
所以相同的一个跟随基督的侍奉者，他也要学像恩主一样。
In the same token, a person who wants to follow Jesus, a pattern of service, will also need to have a self-control.
就是在真理上，他要有根基。
This person needs to be rooted in the truth.
在灵命上，他要有深度。
And he needs to have a depth in his spirituality.
在生活上要有见证。
He needs to have a good testimony.
在侍奉上必须要有操练
，and also have a disciplined and a trained service.
一个学会控制自己的人，才会真正被主所用。
A person who learn how to control discipline himself will be able to use by the Lord.
但是我们知道，我们经常控制不了自己。
But we know that we cannot control ourselves.
不是我们要自己控制自己。
It's not that we will be able to control ourselves.
我们需要主耶稣基督在我们心中来控制我们。
What we need is the Lord in our heart to control us.
我们才能在服事的工作上面，我们做的让神来喜悦。
So we will be able to have a pleasant service for Him.
就像一粒麦子。
Just like a wheat, a kernel of a wheat.
不再自己控制自己。
The kernel cannot control itself.
而是让撒种的人来控制它。
Is to let the seed sower to control his life.
一粒麦子不是经常停留在谷仓里面。
A kernel of wheat is not to stay in the barn always.
它必须要在撒种的人手中把它撒出去。
It needs to be sowed in the field.
当它撒出去之后，它可能落在地上死了。
When it is sowed, it falls in the ground and died.
也是因着死，他才能结出许多的籽粒来。
Because the kernel died, therefore be able to grow grains.
如果这一粒麦子它不死的话，它就不能开花结果。
If this kernel did not die, would never be able to flower or have grain.
这告诉我们，我们在侍奉的路上，有时候像一粒麦子一样。
So、it tells us that in our experience of serving Him.
要经历到侍奉的时，会让我们很难受。
We will meet sometimes, or we need to die to ourselves.
但是必须要经过那个时的体验，我们才能真正认识到侍奉在神面前的喜乐。
But we must die first in order to experience the joy of service.
第三个，我们一起来想是奉献自己，就是侍奉的成果。
And the third point is dedicating yourself, which is the fruit of service.
在二十六节告诉我们说，这个人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也在那里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
Verse 26, whoever serves me must follow me. My servants must be with me everywhere I am. My Father will give honor to everyone who serves me.
也就是说，我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
Jesus said, I'm a good shepherd, I will give my life for my sheep.
这告诉我们服事跟奉献是不可分开的。
It tells us that service has cannot be apart from dedication.
在服事里有奉献，那服事才有果效跟见证。
A service must be a dedicated service in order to bear witnesses.
在奉献里有服事，那奉献才显得真诚与高贵。
To have a dedication in your service will honor that your service.
耶稣基督道成肉身是为服事上帝及他的百姓。
The word became flesh in order to serve God and His people.
所以他在加利山的十字架上，耶稣的奉献服事达到的最高峰。
And on the cross, that His service reached the highest point.
一切的侍奉如果有一个最终的目的，那个目的就是把自己当作活祭献给上帝。
The optimal purpose of our service is to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
而耶稣是当作活祭的一个首先的一个果子，让我们来学习来效法。
And Jesus of course is the first fruit of a living sacrifice for us to follow.
所以他是先把自己献给上帝，然后你的侍奉才有成果。
Therefore, we must dedicate ourselves to the Lord first in order to have a fruitful service.
所以耶稣邀请我们说，若有人服侍我，就当跟随我。
So Jesus said that if anyone wants to serve me, they follow me, they shall serve me.
而且我在哪里，服侍我的人也在那里。
Where I am, they will be also.
当我读到我在哪里服侍 我的人也在那里，我感觉到非常的感动。
I was so moved to see that Jesus said where I am, they will also be.
因为我们在哪里服侍的时候，主耶稣就在那里。
Where we serve him, that Jesus will be with us.
而且不是我们个人在侍奉。
And not us just by ourselves.
是主带着我们侍奉。
It's actually we're led by Him to serve.
圣灵亲自来带领我们。
And it's the Holy Spirit who lead us.
所以耶稣说，若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
Therefore, Jesus said, if anyone who serves me, my Father will give honor to that person.
也许我们喜欢别人的尊重。
Of course, we want the people to honor us.
我们也许很喜欢弟兄姐妹来尊重我们。
We love a brother and sister come and honor us.
但是一个真正来侍奉主的人，他不单单得着人的尊重。
But a true servant, not only he gains the honor from people.
也是说，若有人服侍他，天父必尊重这样的人。
Because Jesus said if anyone who serves him, the Heavenly Father will honor this person.
我们感谢主把这样的应许赐给我们。
We just want to thank him for this promise.
这将是我们服侍主的动力。
And this promise can motivate us to serve.
而且我们在服侍主的时候，上帝是知道的。
And we also see that the Father knows when we serve.
所以我们在结论的时候，我们要看到一件事情。
And as we conclude the message, we see this.
特别是在约翰福音十七章的二十四节。
Especially this is written in John 17:24.
这是耶稣的祷告。
This is Jesus' prayer.
当耶稣要离开学生的时候，他向父神这样祷告。
Before Jesus left the world, he prayed his priestly prayer.
他说：“父啊，我在哪里？”愿你所赐给我的人也同我在那里，叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀，因为创立世界以前，你已经爱我了。
Jesus prayed, Father, I want these people you have given me to be with me in every place I am. I want them to see my glory, the glory you gave me because you loved me before the world was made.
我感觉到耶稣很担心我们会孤单。
I see that Jesus was concerned that we will feel very lonely.
因为他祷告完之后，他要跟学生分开了。
Because after his prayer, he will be leaving the disciples.
所以他在父神面前来向父神祷告。
Therefore, he came before the Father and prayed.
我在哪里，愿你所赐给我的人也同我在那里。
What he prayed is that where I am, they will also be.
那句话，同我在那里。
The word that they will also be with me.
我们不是孤孤单单一个人服侍的时候自己在服侍而已。
So we will see that we are not alone when we serve.
而且我们看见主的祷告里面说同我在那里。
And we see his prayers that this people will be with me.
而且叫那些服侍主的人能看见神所赐给耶稣的荣耀。
And these people will also see the glory that Father has given to Jesus.
所以主耶稣基督他顾念我们。
So we'll see that how concerned he has for us.
不管我们在什么样的情境当中来服侍他。
And no matter where in the situation we're serving him.
不管我们在做多么小的事情来服侍他。
Doesn't matter how little things we're doing.
耶稣告诉我们说坐在弟兄中最小的一个的身上就是坐在我的身上。
Because Jesus has, if you do it on the least, you're actually doing unto me.
所以侍奉无大小。
So we'll see that there's no big things or small things, as far as for service concern.
只在于我们的心。
It all depends on what kind of heart you hold.
等一下我们要召开会员大会。
Later on we will have our annual membership meeting.
一方面我们一起向主展现这一点侍奉主的成果。
On one hand we'll be exhibit what we have done this year to him.
而另一方面我们一起来学习。
And on the other hand, we need to continue to learn.
为了有更好的侍奉我们认识自己的限制。
In order to have a better service, we need to know our limitations.
也为了神国永续的发展我们来控制自己。
In order to have a continuity of his kingdom, we need to be able to control ourselves.
更为了神那说不尽的恩赐我们奉献自己。
And also for the immense spiritual gifts he has given us, we need to dedicate ourselves to him.
我们将身体献上当作活祭，我们求主来使用我们。
We need to offer ourselves a living sacrifice. We ask the Lord to use us.
期望在我们的会员大会当中。
I hope in our annual meeting.
因为在我的报告里面，我并没有像去年一样感谢每位弟兄姐妹的参与。
Even though I did not state in the report that I actually thank each and every one for your service.
但在这个时间我要特别感谢在座的每位弟兄姐妹。
But I want to take this time now to thank each and every one of you.
这个教会不能没有你。
And this church cannot be without you.
因为有你我们才能走到现在。
It's because of you we can come to this point.
也是因为有你我们才能继续往下下面走下去。
And it's because of you we'll be able to move forward.
所以我们求主来帮助我们。
We ask the Lord to help us.
也求主来祝福在他面前献上一切来侍奉他的人。
We also ask the Lord to bless those who have dedicated their lives to serve him.
让我们同心来祷告。
Let us pray.
阿们主耶稣我们感谢你。
Our beloved Jesus, we want to thank you.
你是这样爱我们。
You loved so much.
你叫我们召集在一起。
You called us together.
就是要我们在你的时间所预备的这个地方来学习彼此服侍。
And for the purpose that we'll gather together in this time and place to learn to serve you.
并且在这样的时间里面的服侍是为我们将来的荣耀来做预备的。
We know that we learn how to serve now in order to serve you in the future.
因为我们知道我们不单单在这个地上要来服侍你。
We know that not only we serve on this earth,
就是将来在新天新地在天上的时候我们一样要来服侍你。
We will be serving you still in the new heaven and earth.
主要帮助我们在服事上有力量。
We ask that you help us to give us strength as we serve you.
让我们以主你做我们的榜样来学习你的样式。
And help us to learn from you.
让我们的服事真是成为别人的祝福。
And our service become a blessing to others.
让我们的服事成为神家的祝福。
And also become a blessing to the house of God.
因为我们知道每个服事主的人主你必看重他们。
And we know that whoever serves you will also be blessed by you.
我们再次把今天等一下我们要举行的会员大会恭恭敬敬交托在主你自己的带领当中。
And we once again to leave our annual membership meeting into your hand.
不管是为了将来的2017年的事工的预算
，whether it's for the budget of next year，
或者是我们为我们要新选出的执事们。
Or for the new elected deacons.
或者是我们要选出来的明年的提名委员。
or even the nomination committee members.
每一件事情上面求主自己来带领我们。
We ask that you will lead in each and every item.
让你的荣耀充满在这里。
May your glory to fill this place.
让你的圣灵的感动在每个弟兄姐妹的心中。
May the Holy Spirit move each and every one of us in our hearts.
成为一个合一的印记。
That become as a unified seal.
愿你自己得荣耀。
May you get all the glories.
将一切荣耀都归给你。
We give all the glories to you.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督圣名祈求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.